Welcome back to Let's Go Michigan with Jeff Sloan on WJR. Once again, with a 5,000-foot view of Michigan business and events, here's Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Go Michigan. Kristen, we left at the end of the last segment, heading to the little commercial break there. We covered this issue of really being good and comfortable at conducting small talk. I have to ask you a question. Do you feel you're good at it?
No. I mean, I'm okay. I'm average at best. I get a lot of practice because we do it at the office a lot when we have guests in.
How do we define small talk? I was just thinking about that because small talk, I think, is where it kind of happens at the beginning of a conversation with someone. Maybe you don't know the person that well. You're not ready to go deep yet, but you want to get the ball rolling.
Right.
You know, you're stuck. You're at a little party, whatever it may be. Got a beverage in your hand. Oh, there's so-and-so. I got to say something.
Right.
I got to say something. Got to get the ball rolling here, or I've got to respond.
Right. There's small little touch points. It's kind of a way to greet each other and then start with a question about maybe where you are or who you happen to be surrounded with. So it's just like a quick little fast
hitting. It's kind of a funny thing, but you know, like things like the weather.
The weather is whatever.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's always a good one to grab to get the ball rolling. Or how are the kids?
That's right. That's right.
Well, we're going to get some tips. As you said, you're going to bring us an interview that I'm going to be listening to intently. We're eager to hear how to be better at small talk.
Yeah. Allie Volpe is a senior reporter at Vox. Allie, welcome to the show. So mastering the art of small talk. And actually, I found your article going through some newsletters in my inbox, and I stopped and I tagged it because I thought, wait a minute, I have a couple of events coming up. And like most people, small talk is a little cringy and a little stressful. And I'm hoping that you might be able to give us some tips and some ways that we can ease ourselves into what's really not that big of a deal. But I think we work ourselves up into making it a bigger deal than what it is.
Totally. I think small talk is having a bit of a PR crisis. I think people just automatically assume it's going to be terrible or awkward or just like not interesting, and people just don't want to do it. But if you think about conversation in general, very rarely are we sort of just jumping into a very deep conversation, especially with people we don't know. Like, you're not going to walk up to somebody and be like, tell me the worst thing you've ever done, which I have done that before.
Oh, geez. And
it doesn't go well.
Right.
So we need small talk.
Absolutely. And I think I don't like to always go back to, oh, the pandemic, you know, we're different now. But it's kind of true. I mean, because a lot of people have remained working from home, that idea of small talk and having those even workplace interactions feel more strained. We're out of the practice of it. We're slowly tiptoeing back into going to events and having to talk to people face to face. So it is like we're starting over and learning how to be able to walk up to somebody and strike up a conversation.
You're totally right. It is a muscle that we've sort of not worked out in a bit. And if you still are immunocompromised, you are probably a person who can't really get out into the world that much anyway, because the pandemic is still ongoing. So I think it's important to remember that we can get better, just as, you know, we maybe got a little rusty, we can get better, but it will take some practice.
And so give us some tips on how do we start? How do we walk up to somebody either at an event or at the grocery store or even at the office? What are some good ways to start small talk?
Right. I think it starts with your mindset of just being open to talking to people, that this isn't going to be an annoying thing. This isn't going to waste your time. Research shows that talking to strangers is beneficial. It makes us happier, makes both people happier, and both parties often underestimate how much the other person will like us. And we often like these people just fine. So we don't need to feel stressed that this person is going to think we're weird, that we're a mean person. So get those thoughts out of your head. We have to go into it with a good mindset that like this will be a pleasant experience. And in the age of this loneliness epidemic that we are facing, that just talking to a couple of strangers can really monumentally impact our well-being. And so we're doing this really to help ourselves, to help other people, to form stronger ties within our community. So I think if we see all of these conversations as an opportunity and not something that is a filler conversation, it will, you know, change our mindset.
I love that. That's a good start, a good place to jump off from. And I know a lot of people say, oh, well, just open up with how's the weather or what do you do? Are those good first questions to ask people? Are there better ones that we could start with?
Right. Like, they're not terrible. I did talk to somebody who loves talking about the weather, and that is very fruitful for him because it is a very common thing. Like, if you are talking to somebody in your neighborhood, you are both experiencing this thing. And so that makes it an easy jumping off point. The idea of commonality is what researchers have shown actually helps these conversations go well. A study found that if you comment on an item of somebody's clothing that, you know, you have some sort of relation to, say they're wearing your favorite band's t-shirt, that's a great opening line to be like, I also love that band. I saw them play in this venue. And those conversations tend to go better than just talking about the weather. But I think whatever you're comfortable leading off with, it needs to be context dependent. Again, one expert I talked to said, if you got on a plane and asked the person sitting next to you, like, if you had any superpower, what would it be? That person might think, oh, that's a little strange.
Yeah, that person's dreading sitting next to you for the next 4 hours of the airplane ride.
Exactly. So there are ways to keep it interesting, but still like context appropriate. Asking like, are you coming or going? Not to insinuate that you want to know where they live, but right. Like, you know, polite conversation.
Mm-hmm. I like picking out something immediately, like the band t-shirt, or if they have a sport sweatshirt on, things that you can latch onto quickly, I think are great, including the weather. And I think the whole point of small talk, correct me if I'm wrong, is to really be authentic and to genuinely ask questions because you are seeking information and not just asking one question and then turning it around to, here, let me tell you all about myself.
Yeah, you want to listen to this other person because so often we get in our heads and we're worried about, okay, what's the next thing I'm going to say? I don't want this person to think I'm weird or awkward, which is totally normal. But I think if we just get that pressure off of ourselves and actually listen to what that person is saying, like if we're on the plane and they're mentioning, oh, I live in London and I'm going back there, that gives you so many opportunities to ask follow-up questions of like, what do you like about London? What did you like about your trip here? Oh, I've been to London. You can bring your own experience into it, but it's just paying attention and picking up on what people are talking about.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And now the second part of this, how do you back out of a conversation? How do you wrap it up? Because sometimes the other person is not reciprocating and it just kind of comes to an end. How do you politely step away?
Right. In some contexts, it's very easy. Like if you're at the grocery store and you're talking with the cashier, there's a very clear end point to right. that conversation. When I'm all done and you've checked me out, that is the end of that. If you see someone in line at a coffee shop, again, that is a very easy conversation. They get their coffee, they're gone, we're done. But at a party, it's a little bit more difficult. And I actually did get a couple emails from people who did not love the suggestion of, you know, politely excusing yourself saying, hey, I need to run to the bathroom.
Okay, that's what I usually do, which is so embarrassing now because I read that in your article and I was like, wait, that's my line. That's what I do.
I think it's fine if you genuinely go to the bathroom, even if you don't need to go. Right. I think it's okay right. to excuse yourself. But of course, it is harder in those sorts of party or group settings. But we need to remind ourselves, if both people are not enjoying this, why would we continue? If I am just peppering you with questions and you are giving me one-word answers, it's clear this isn't going anywhere. So you can just like thank the person for their time and politely excuse yourself. Thanks for chatting. I'm going to go get a drink. And if someone is unfortunately, you know, if it takes a turn for the worse and, you know, it's not a productive conversation anymore, you can just say like, this conversation isn't working for me anymore, or this conversation is making me uncomfortable. And again, excuse yourself.
I feel like that's safe and easy to do. And these are all really good tips. And I think you're right. We need to take the pressure off of it. The other person might be feeling just as awkward and uncomfortable. And so you're kind of in the same boat together making small talk because not many people are really good at it. So I would think the majority of people are feeling awkward or uncomfortable. I think that's the right mindset, just to go in open-minded.
Right. You never know what you're going to learn about somebody. And that's what I find so fun is sort of like, oh, I really like your shirt. I had said this to a person at a concert before and they were like, oh, thank you. It's from Macy's and it was my mom's or something like that. But like you find out a really interesting thing. And so now I'm like, okay, do you typically share clothes with your mom? When did she buy it? It opens the door for so many interesting conversations.
It sure does, Allie. Thanks so much. Really good tips. I'm actually going to utilize them. I have a few events coming up in the next 2 weeks, so I'm going to put these to the test. All right, Allie Volpe from Vox, thanks so much for being on.
Thank you. Have a good rest of your day.
All right, well, I learned something. You know, I have a confession to make.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yes. I love it.
Hold on. I got to go to the bathroom.
Don't get too excited. I'm not always comfortable at small talk. A lot of people think that I'm good at talking to people and everything. And I think maybe generally on the scale, maybe I am a bit. But frankly, there are situations where I'm a little not on my game, maybe not entirely comfortable. What do I say?
Right. I think sometimes when we're distracted, we have a hard time.
What are you saying
making
about
that connection? Making that connection and also coming up with follow-up questions. We're trying to understand that other person or get to know something about that person or about that person's situation. We are trying to be authentic. We're trying to be, you know, empathetic and interested.
Interesting, right. Mm-hmm. Interested. That's a very good way to say it. I was going to say we're trying to be interesting to engage whoever we're talking to, but you're absolutely right. You also have to be, or at least appear to be, genuinely interested.
Right. And I feel like sometimes we're just distracted. And so we're just asking questions just to ask questions.
And I think another interesting thing in the interview is where you did talk about how do you end it. You talked about what technique you use.
Now everybody's going to know.
There's a lot of times I'll be standing there talking to someone. Yes, well, in the rain today, watered my flowers. and I watched them this afternoon. Then the sun came. I'm like, oh my God, how do I get out of here? Right. How do you end it gracefully? And that's always a challenge. But
and now everybody's going to know my exit plan is to just
we know when you say to me, I'm going to be offended now when I'm standing there talking to you and say, I got to run. Mark, what about you? Are you comfortable with small talk?
I don't mind it. There's sometimes though it's not very good. We were out to dinner. I was telling Kristen, and we're outside sitting on a patio, and this woman walked by, and we decide, hey, we'll talk to her and be real nice. And well, the lady sat there for 25 minutes telling us her life story.
Oh, jeez.
That's part of the thing, right?
How do we get out of this one?
Yeah. Well, now you know.
You need to excuse yourself to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Cross your legs and say, I got to run. Yeah. How funny. All right, guys. Well, that was great. That was really interesting and informative. Appreciate it. Good interview, Kristen. Okay, we're going to run to a break. When we come back, we're going to do another segment here on Let's Go Michigan before we call it a wrap today. All right, stick with us. Back with more in a minute.